April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello. Is the Go Birds Podcast presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the Parks Picks Pod. Elliot, it's game day, buddy.
I know, and you're still alive from your fish excursion.
I'm so
it's a good day overall.
I am so tired. Like, so tired right now. But totally worth it. It was awesome. I had a freaking blast, and I can't wait for this weekend. It's gonna be awesome, man. I'm so excited.
So how many songs did Fish play?
So it was the first set was a little more songy than the second set. The second set was pretty jammy. I know that the non-Fish heads love the jammy stuff. Mm. First set was probably like 9-10 songs, maybe somewhere in that range. And second set, I think, was like 7 songs, and then a 2-song encore. Right. So yeah, it's pretty good.
Are you looking forward to hearing none of the same songs over the next 3 days?
Yeah, I won't. I can maybe one of the songs played last night will be played again, but even then, probably unlikely. Yeah, it's awesome.
All right.
I love it.
Well, happy
so many
alive.
Great songs left on the table, buddy. So many great songs. I'm going to hear Yum this weekend. I'm going to hear a friggin' Hood this week. I mean, there's so much good stuff. It's going to be great.
Just unbelievable.
I know. But it was really a blast. And if anyone's heading to AC, DM me. I would love to meet up with some Go Birds listeners. That would be super, super, super cool. All right. Game day, E. You're going down there. Look, we're going to get into betting this game. We're going to look at the division and some odds later. But quickly, you know, you're going to an Eagles game today. You know, you're going to be down there in the stadium. You know, the vibe, the whole thing. Where are you at today?
You know, the closer to kickoff we get, the more I think they should play Jalen Hurts quite a bit. Now, ooh. I'm not saying like a whole half, but I saw that Zach Wilson with the Jets is going to play a whole quarter. Obviously, he's a true rookie. Jalen Hurts, I think, is in a lot of ways a rookie. But I would play him quite a bit. I would definitely give him, you know, 3, 4, 5 series. Now, clearly, it depends how it goes. I mean, if the first two series are touchdowns, then yeah, maybe you just sit him. But I do think he needs the reps. And I also just think it's super important. We'll get into this with the gambling and which way to go on this one. But I do think tonight is like extremely important for Jalen, but also for Nick Sirianni. I think they need like some positivity after what I think has been a rough training camp so far for the offense. So, you know, if they come out and they're not great on the first drive, just like keep putting them out there and, you know, see if they can get something going. I think just they really need a good showing tonight for some confidence. And, you know, so I would keep him out there as long as it takes. And I think he needs the rep. So I hope it's not just one or two series, because I think he needs more than that.
I'm actually with you, man. And, you know, again, this goes back to our, you know, liking preseason, taking out of preseason. And also we've argued about how much people should play in the past. And I know I said this last time, but I really think he needs to play tonight, like more than you normally would a starting quarterback, for all the reasons you mentioned. And also because like the way that training camp and practices are set up now, like the way the NFL has set it up, is you don't get that many like live action tackling type of reps, right? Like, so every single one of those that I can get hurts in a real game situation, I think is going to be that much more valuable.
So I was debating this or thinking about it, and then I tweeted it, and I was reading the responses. So there's now some debate going, I guess.
Ooh, do you regret the tweet, or you feel good about it now?
What'd you say?
I said, do you regret the tweet? You were debating whether you should do it.
No, I'm happy.
Okay, good.
All right. How many quarterbacks in the NFL have more pressure on them this preseason than Jalen Hurts does?
I mean, very few, if any. Carson Wentz, if he were going to play, you know, that's one I would put in a similar level, I would say, in terms of, you know, proving himself and all that. You know, obviously the rookies, but not really, because they're drafted and they've got a future in front of them and stuff. They're not, nothing they do is going to like end their career or whatever. Maybe none. I mean, Hurts might have more than any other quarterback in this, I think, right? I mean, I'm trying to think if there are any others where, you know, it's really a pivot point for them. I mean, you could argue if there are any, like Denver, if it's like Bridgewater versus Locke, like you're playing for a job, like to win the job, maybe you could argue in a way that's more pressure, but very few, if any, I would say.
Yeah, so Carson's an interesting one if you were healthy. The difference I would say with Carson is he's already made a ton of money, and he's going to make a ton of money, and he's going to play this year no matter what. So I think, you know, and then Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock is a good one as well, because I would say both of their careers are on the line to a certain extent. I think New England, Mac Jones, Cam Newton, although I think that if I was covering the Patriots, I'd be writing, why are you playing Cam Newton? Like, you've already, Mac Jones is clearly the future there. There is a 0.0% chance that Cam Newton is the starter in 2022. So I think that, you know, you can make an argument for Cam, but what's interesting about Jalen is his career is in some way on the line. And that sounds like a stretch, but if he loses this starting job, like if he's bad in these next two preseason games and the Eagles go, you know what, we have to go get Deshaun Watson. Or if he's so bad and then he starts the season and he's bad for the first game or two, and then they bench him for Joe Flacco, like Jalen's career could end up just being a career backup. And he has not made a ton of money. So it sounds like a stretch, but it's really not, to say that, you know, these preseason games are just crucial for him in terms of his, not just his development, but like his career. He needs to go out and play well and show people that he's an NFL quarterback. Because if he's not, like, I could definitely see, you know, beyond this season, you know, it'd be interesting to see how much teams are interested in him. And I know we're looking far ahead and all that, but there's just a lot on the line for him. If he can win this Eagles job, you're talking about getting a massive deal at one point. You're talking about being the quarterback for one of the best franchises in the NFL. I mean, it's a massive opportunity in front of him. Not one I think that he thought he was going to get. So I do think it's incredibly important for
him. Yeah, certainly not one he thought he would get this quickly. And I'm with you, man. I think you made really great points, and it sounds big and grandiose, and you know, it's a very macro way to look at it, but I think you're right. You know, I think especially in the NFL, these guys can get pigeonholed as a backup or whatever, and I do think that what he's shown already, I do think that's his floor. Like, I think Jalen Hurts will, at worst, be a backup in this league for a decade if he wants to be, you know?
Agreed.
But... there's a big difference between being a backup quarterback and being the franchise quarterback of a team, both in terms of you know, career aspirations, obviously money, all these things, you know, you know, commercials, all that, you know, endorsements, all that stuff. Like, this just, it really, you're right, Ellie. It's a massive pivot point in this guy's life. And if he can grab this and run with it, literally and figuratively, you're really right, man. I hate to put more pressure on him than needed, but there's a lot of pressure on Jalen Hurts.
And the other thing with pressure in Jalen is, it seems like whenever you say there's like pressure on Jalen to perform immediately, the pushback is, well, he should be given a chance to develop. And I agree with that, but we also just need to live in the reality of what world we're in, and is that he's not going to get those that time to develop, right? Like, he wasn't a first round pick that has an extremely long leash in terms of how long until he's benched. He wasn't a premier free agent signing, right? He was a second round draft pick that makes not a lot of money. So he's just not going to get as much time. And I also think that also increases the pressure on him in these preseason games.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, Elliot. All right, let's get to the game itself and betting on the game. Last I looked, the line's still 1.5.
Yeah, so I did a bunch of research on this, so
okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's dive in, because look, there is a segment of people that would say what kind of maniac would bet on a preseason game, and then there's us.
Yes.
So we're here. We're here for you, and we're, you know what? There's no other football to bet on right now except some futures, which we'll get to later, but like, there is a football game tonight. Like, I'll be watching it. Why not throw a few shekels on it? Might not be the smartest bet, but it's going to be a fun bet. Elliot, what should we be thinking about tonight from a gambling perspective?
So, first, to get into that, I was thinking about this whole, you're a degenerate if you gamble on these preseason games. And as someone that over the last year and a half has learned a lot more about gambling, I'm sure at times in my life I have said, you are a degenerate if you gamble on preseason games. But then I thought about it a little more. And isn't the whole point of gambling to enjoy a game that you wouldn't otherwise? Like, if the entire point is to make it more interesting, aren't preseason games the most perfect game to gamble on?
Well,
and I understand that you don't know who's going to be playing and whatnot. And so that it changes like how you evaluate it. But in terms of actual interest, like, this seems like the perfect time to do it. Because if you're watching an Eagles game during the season, you're really going to care. If you're watching pretty much any NFL game, you're going to be more invested in the regular season. The preseason games are exactly the time you should put shekels down on games, because it's exactly when you need to make the game more interesting than it already is.
Yeah, so I feel that 100%. I totally agree with that. I think there is a segment of people who would say, no, Elliot, the point of gambling is to win and to make money. You
know? Yeah.
So let's not forget that there's, But for me, yes, I think it's a brilliant point. I couldn't agree more. Games that I normally would care way less about, that's what I always say, throw a few shekels on it. I care so much more. So I'm with you, man. I'm excited to bet on this game tonight. Come at me.
All right. So here's the research I did. So I started with the over-under first, so let's get into that. So the over-under for this game, it's 35.5. Over the last, so there was
that
no preseason
seems low.
Last year.
It seems like really low.
Well, it is, but what's interesting is, so I looked at the Eagles' 2019 preseason. So clearly we're already getting to a path where how much can you really take from it, but it is what it is, right? The Eagles averaged 12.25 points last preseason. So then I went and I looked up what the Colts averaged when considering Sirianni called some of their plays. So the Colts in 2019 averaged 16 points last preseason. The Steelers in 2019 averaged 21.25 points.
Ooh.
So basically, the Eagles in 2019 plus the Steelers in 2019 average 33.5. So they'd be under. The Colts plus the Steelers, 37 and a fourth, that they would be over. So, James, I ask you, did you take anything from that at all?
Yeah, what I did take, though, is that, you know, because my initial, I'm happy you did this, because if I had just looked at the over-under and saw 35, I would have immediately hit over. I was like, it's a football game. We're talking about a football game here.
Right.
But that's fascinating. And now that you say that, like, anecdotally speaking, when I think about the preseason, you're right. Like, I do feel like games are lower scoring, so I don't know if those numbers are far enough one way or the other to really skew me, but I definitely am considering the under a lot more than I was when we started this conversation.
And the Steelers put up 16 points versus the Cowboys in their first preseason game, like of this year, because they played in the Hall of Fame.
Right, yes, yes, yes.
So
I think I'm leaning under now.
So I'm leaning over, but I do think I can definitely see the logic for the under. My argument for the over would be, I think we're going to get a sloppy showing from the Eagles once the starters come out. Like, I think the defense could be particularly bad. I think the special teams are going to be particularly bad tonight. And the Steelers have already played a game, so they have one game under their belt in terms of just reps and, you know, experiencing a first preseason game. So those young guys that are going to play the majority of the game already experienced one game. I think they'll be a little more comfortable than the young guys who are playing a game tonight for the Eagles. So I think the Steelers could put up some points. And to what you were saying, 35.5 is not a lot. So if the Steelers even get to like 21, you know, 24, you don't need a lot from the Eagles. And I actually do think the Eagles offense is going to look pretty good tonight for the reasons we talked about. I think Sirianni knows he needs good showing. I think Jalen Hurts will be better in preseason than he is in practice. And I think that they'll do just like a little more scheming than normal because of the need for a good showing. So I could see them coming out and scoring like 7 to 10 points if they get 4 or 5 drives, or, you know, 3 or 4 drives or whatever. So if they can do that and then the Steelers can get around 20 or so, you're already at 30, 32 points. And then you really just need Flacco and Nick Mullins, who also Mullins might be the best number 3 quarterback in the league, just need to get you a touchdown. So I'm actually leaning the over on this.
I love it. You convinced me that you put a far more thought into it than I did.
It's what I've been doing all morning.
Yeah, so. I love it. And you came prepared, and everyone here appreciates it. I think the over slightly makes a lot of sense to me. Again, my initial instinct was over. The only way I see it go under is if the Eagles offense does struggle, but the defense, like we've talked about, could be really good, and we like the depth on the defense and all that, that maybe those guys come out and are able to shut down the Steelers too, and we're looking at like a 10-7 game in the fourth quarter and saying, why'd we take the over? But I do like your analysis. I'll go with you. I'll go over.
All right. Money line.
Yeah, well, this is
money line versus
I mean, essentially, look, it's a minus one or one and a half. So, like, you know, you're probably taking money. The odds are not that different from the money line to the spread anyway.
No, I think it was like minus 107. Let me pull it up. Pull it back up really quick. So Eagles Steelers. All right. The money line, the Eagles are minus 120 and the Eagles minus 1.5 or 108. So a little bit. And then the Steelers money line minus 103, point spread minus 113 plus 1.5.
Okay.
So I don't think that should sway your bet either way, but the Eagles money line is a little steeper, I guess.
All right. So how do you, because I could see this either way, where you were just talking about, like, Pittsburgh's already played a game. They could be ready. You know, that gives them an advantage. They should be ready to roll. But also on the flip side, we've talked about how this game matters in a way to Nick Sirianni and to Jalen Hurts, that it probably doesn't to Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger and those guys. So, like, how do you weigh those two things? Where is your head at in this?
Well, when I was discussing the over, I said something that I hadn't thought of, but I actually think I made a good point, which is Nick Mullins might be the best number three quarterback
in
the NFL.
I'm gonna shout myself out again just a second later.
Yeah. So maybe actually I did pick the Steelers money line this morning when I put out my Parks pick. I did pick the Steelers money line for kind of the reasons that we talked about. I think the Eagles will be a bit sloppy. I think the special teams is not going to be particularly good. We have no idea what the punter is going to look like. The kicker is up and down. So I could see special teams being an issue. I think I could see the Steelers scoring a special teams touchdown. But Nick Mullins is kind of swaying my vote here. I think I'm actually going to lean Eagles.
Ooh.
I would do the 1.5, I guess, if I had to pick, because you get a little less. And let's be real, what are the chances it's going to be one? Like, the chances there are slim.
Well, now that you said that, like 100%, but yes.
Yeah, well, obviously, right. But actually, I guess I'd do Moneyline just because I can't imagine watching and seeing and being, it be like 24-23.
Can you imagine how devastating would that? For like the tiniest bit of extra odds, it's probably not worth it.
Right, and the money, and it's just not worth the little extra. So I would probably go Eagles -1.5, and I would go the over.
All right, I'm going to reveal my pick for the game in 1 second. First, like we're talking about, have some fun with us tonight. Download the Park Sportsbook app if you have not yet downloaded it. We have been having so much fun with this app for months and months and months now. And like Elliot said before, for at least for us, like, it's just added so much more enjoyment to watching these games, whether it's been basketball or baseball or this or that, or soccer. It is back. Elliot,
yes,
just this is your moment. Talk to me about what's going on.
Oh, such a good slate of games this weekend. I mean, there's six on Saturday, one on Friday, two on Sunday. And I got to say, the Parks app, like, I'm more into soccer now than I was this time last year when the season was starting. Their futures are ridiculous. So not only do they have, you can guess the winner of the Premier League, top goal scorer, you can guess which team, or not guess, bet. You can bet which team will be the best in a certain section of like the country. So you can do best in London, best in Midlands,
ooh,
best in Northwest. Like, I'm gonna have to pull up a map.
You're like gonna, you're not just like betting on games. You're learning about British geography. This is fantastic.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Exactly. So,
I mean, like, Elliot, where's exciting. Sussex again? I've been wondering. I really want to know where Sussex is.
Apparently, there's a Midlands. So I guess you know that's a portion. I guess that it's called.
Elliot, but, can you tell me where Tottenham is? I've always wondered. So,
you know, interestingly enough, I think the Eagles played in the Tottenham Stadium.
Did they really?
When they went to England a few years back.
That's
against
hilarious.
Jacksonville.
Nice.
All right, so what do you want first? Do you want the futures I like, or do you want my games for the weekend?
Let's go futures, and then we'll get micro to the games for the weekend.
Okay, so it's kind of similar to the NFL in the way that, like, the Chiefs are a huge favorite there. Like, City is a huge favorite right now. Manchester City, minus 139. Then the second-place team, Chelsea, is plus 450. So it's a huge difference there. I do think Chelsea plus 450 is a good bet. They beat City whenever they play, and they're the second-best team, and they're plus 450. So you're getting good juice on that end. And really, City, you only need one or two injuries to happen. Not, you don't even need them, but, like, if that happened, they could fall off quickly. And I think Chelsea will give them a push for their money anyway. So I like Chelsea plus 450. I like Manchester United plus 700. They are missing Rashford for 2 or 3 months, which could impact them. But plus 700 is obviously
these odds are crazy. These underdog odds are just wild in soccer. You really are hitting on something, man.
Yeah, so Arsenal plus 5,000, I don't think they would win it, but I could see them finishing in the top four, in which case maybe you get a nice cash out offer. So Arsenal plus 5,000, I'd be into. And then look, my team is Leeds, so I'm going to have to at least mention it. They're plus 10,000.
You're
so
$100. Leeds? What a random team to be. That's your squad.
I know. Okay. Well, my dad actually lived in Leeds growing up.
Okay, so there's a reason. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, so I don't think they'll win it, but again, I think they could maybe get close to plus to the top four. And then again, at plus 10,000, if you bet $100, you're probably getting a decent cash out if they can get there. So those would be my future bets. Now, this weekend, if you've listened to the Parked Pod, you know home underdogs are extremely lucrative in soccer because the soccer game's over. I mean, we talked about this. I read a book. It was like 40,000 matches, and it was basically 50-50 on who wins games. And then home teams were like 55%. So you get great odds on home underdogs. So this weekend, Brentford plus 320. They were promoted last year, first game in the Premier League. I could see them winning the game just from the excitement of having their first home game in the EPL. So Brentford plus 320.
Are they the ones that replaced Ted Lasso's team? Or no?
Well, I haven't watched a season, so hopefully
I was from last season. They got relegated at the end of the season.
Oh, right.
I'm not saying anything
okay
to do with this season. Come on,
all right, Elliot.
And obviously not a real team, so I was joking anyway. I mean, maybe they're a real team, but not, you know what I mean?
It was a good joke. Yeah. My fault.
It's okay.
All right. Norwich City plus 850 versus Liverpool. That one's a bit of a stretch, but again, plus 850, maybe you get a cash out mid-game if they can keep it close. And then the other one I like is, let me see. I like Burnley plus 200 versus Brighton. Brighton had really bad luck last year. Plus 200 is not great odds, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like plus 200. And then Watford plus 220 versus Aston Villa. Villa lost Grealish, their best player. I feel like they're going to be really bad this year. So if you can get them as a favorite, I would do that.
Look at this. Like a soccer aficionado. I love
there
it.
There it is.
I love it. That's
can't wait.
The soccer report from Elliot. And that's the beautiful thing is you can bet on soccer with the Park Sportsbook app. You can bet on baseball right now. You can bet on games as they happen, inning by inning. You could do live in-game betting, parlays, props, teasers, and so much more. The app's intuitive, it's easy to use, it's fun. And here's the deal, if you sign up right now, you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. A $500 risk-free bet. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS. Your first bet is risk-free, up to $500. Risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Elliot. I'm taking the birds tonight, buddy. I'm taking the birds when I go through it. And I do think the Nick Mullins point is an important one because I do think the bottom of the Steelers roster is better than the bottom of the Eagles roster, which made me initially think, oh, you know, probably lean towards the Steelers. But I do think Nick Mullins is better than who – I don't even know what it is. Is it Duck Hodges? I don't know who it is. But I feel better about Nick Mullins late in this game than the other guys. And then on top of that – I do think that it will matter slightly more to Nick Sirianni, to Jalen Hurts, and really to Sirianni and the coaching staff, and really the players in their first game under Nick Sirianni. I think they're going to want to go out and play for their coach and all that. And in a preseason meaningless game, like I actually do think the team that wants to win more probably wins more the vast majority of the time. You know, so
yeah,
in this
I mean, look,
sport,
competition, yeah, right? If you're going to preach competition,
yeah.
So
I think the Eagles win tonight. I feel pretty like I will be betting on the Eagles to win tonight. So
another thing I would say that we have to take into consideration is you went to official last night. It's what, your anniversary this weekend?
Yeah.
Or Emily's
so
birthday?
Tomorrow is mine and Emily's 10th wedding anniversary.
Right. So I think we have to consider, you really want Jalen Hurts to be successful. You've been clear you're a Sirianni guy. Are the Eagles really going to lose
a game
point the day after a fish show and the day before a 3-day fish show, you're celebrating your 10-year anniversary. Yeah. Like, I don't think we can have a bad narrative coming out of that thing.
Such a good point, man. It's a lock. Bet on the Eagles tonight. We're making your money here. Like, that's the kind of analysis, the unassailable analysis that we give you here. So
that's why you got to listen.
I love it. All right. Before we get out of here, I wanted to quickly take a peek at the NFC East odds, because we've talked about this over the offseason on and off and all that, and you've made the point that you think the Eagles are the best bet in the division, and I've come around to that. Like, I still don't think they're going to win the division, but in terms of odds, like, I would still probably bet on Washington because I'm picking them to win the division, so you know, that's who I would place my money on. But I think that the where the Eagles are at, and the odds have gotten slightly better, or worse if you're betting on them, I suppose. I think they're the best odds based on what the odds are versus their potential to win it. So let's go through them real quick, and then I want to talk about...
I haven't looked at them.
Okay, so they haven't changed too much. Dallas is plus 145 is the favorite. Washington is plus 260 in second place. I think it was plus 250 before it went up
closing,
slightly.
Closing, it feels like. Yeah. No, I guess not.
No, I don't think so. The Giants are plus 350, and the Eagles are plus 475. So I think they were plus 500 before. I mean, the Giants, you know... Earmuffs, to quote Elliot Shore Parks, get the fuck out of here with the Giants.
Exactly.
They are not winning this division. Don't burn. Just burn your money instead of plus 350. But Washington plus 250, you know, I like. Let's quickly, though, I want to talk about Dallas because they're still the favorite of plus 145. And it seems like the one injury that no one's talking about is this Dak thing. He's not going to play. He's getting a second MRI, which is weird. Like, a second MRI is not normal for this type of situation. Like, the Cowboys are tweeting out nothing to freak out about, but it seems like it's something to freak out about. Where are you at with this Dak injury and what it means for the Cowboys?
Well, first of all, just one of the best tweets of all time.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
It's not a setback, period. And it's not a reason to worry, period. But QB Dak Prescott is planning on getting another MRI. Like, could you make it look any more worrisome by tweeting that out? Like, it's clearly not good news if they're preemptively saying, don't worry, it's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
It's like you made it so much worse.
Right. So I think that's really bad news. It's his throwing shoulder, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I think this is very bad. I was actually surprised. I thought coming into this, Washington would be a lot closer to Dallas than they were. Like, I guess
I kind of still like them as a bet, because those odds seem too long for a team that I think is better than Dallas to begin with, but certainly should be like right there with them. Like, that's why I like Washington's odds. But
so we both agree, the Giants, you're just burning your money. They're having one of the worst training camps you could possibly have. Like, fights on the field, players are retiring, just they're an absolute mess. So Washington, I agree that if I had to rank them, I would go Eagles, Washington, Dallas, Giants. My only thing with Washington is I still just – their quarterback situation's not great either. But I do not think betting Dallas is a good bet, because even if Dak is ready week one, like, he's presumably one hit away from this shoulder injury being really bad if he's already going into it. So,
and he's also still coming off the ankle thing that cost him last season. Like, we still have not – like, and I know he's, like, fully healthy and all that, but, like – that could limit him. It could limit his mobility, his whatever. I mean, the way he plays the game, like, that's an important spot in your body to be healthy. Like, you know, like, there's just a lot of question marks with Dak right now. And if there's no Dak, that team's done. They're cooked.
Yeah, they're done. I mean, look, even last year with Dak, they were 1-3.
Yeah.
Now, I think their defense will be better. But again, like, they weren't great with Dak last year. So this just states the point again, and it just backs it up further. Like, the Eagles are the best bet. It's why plus 550, I really like them. At plus 475, I still think they're a good bet. Like, they have, again, the division is bad. The Eagles, I'm not saying they're a great team, but it's disaster everywhere else. And the Eagles, really the only thing bad that's happened to him is Devontae Smith. Like, that's it. So, and, you know, we'll see how bad that is, and we've discussed that on the pod at length. But, like, overall, I think you could also argue, like, Joe Flacco is probably the best backup quarterback in the division. So, you know, I continue to think they're the best bet. And when I look around what's happening to other camps, I'm not seeing anything to make me think otherwise.
The Taylor Heineke hate, unbelievable. It's like he doesn't even exist.
That's a good point, actually.
No, I'm just kidding.
He might
anyway.
Be the best.
He
backup,
might be, but either way, it's splitting hairs. I'm mostly joking. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. I I think Washington wins the division, but like I would bet on the Eagles. Washington and Eagles are the two teams I would bet on in this division. Like I'm going nowhere near Dallas as the favorite, and I think the Giants have no shot. So like that's progress for me. I mean, that's like steps forward from where I was at this offseason. You're slowly getting me there. And I just think just pure odds, I do think they're the best bet. I think Washington wins, so I think plus 260 is good odds for the team that I think is going to win a division. Like, that's a good bet, too. But I think in terms of, like, long odds, best bet, like, it is the best bet because this division really is up in the air and all these teams could stink. Like, the more this plays out and the more training camp plays out and all that, like, I really do think we're heading for another year like last year. Like, I think a 9-8 team could win the division. I think an 8-9 team could win the division. Like, I think that's the path we're on right now.
Yeah, and look, I don't want to talk about Deshaun Watson because it's a celebratory day for you, but that is something to consider. I mean, and now there's a school of thought for some people that he might get suspended next year and not this year. So, like, if they trade for Deshaun Watson, they instantly become the favorites in the division. So, you know, if you, like, all that aside of, like, however you think of it, and we've talked about that a lot on the pod, I mean, from a purely gambling perspective, getting them at plus 475, if you think they're going to get Deshaun Watson, it's a smart bet because the odds are going to shrink considerably once they do, and they'll probably win the division if they get him.
It's a great point. So. It's a great and everyone knows where we stand on the Watson thing. We don't want him, all that stuff, but like, it again, separating your money and your fandom. Like Elliot's right. Like there is a chance they get him, and if he plays, and if they do, they're going to be a minus favorite, or at worst, plus one something. Like they're the favorite like that if they get Deshaun Watson, and we know he's going to play. So it's a really good point, Elliot. A real opportunity there to potentially, especially because again, like I don't think they will, but the Eagles could win the division without getting Deshaun Watson. So it's not like they're just like throwing your money away to begin with. So, all right, I love it, and we'll obviously keep looking at this as we get closer to the season, see how these odds progress with things happening and stuff. But that is a really good point, like. Whatever you feel about Deshaun Watson, just from a money perspective, it's a calculated risk that could make you some money. All right, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, I mean, I'm excited to get down to the stadium. We're doing the pregame show. There'll be fans there. So I'm just pumped to get to the game. I know you're going to be watching it tonight, and you got an exciting few days. Sadly, no Go Birds.
I know. It's going to be you and Fritz. Radio, you and the runner.
I know.
That's going to be a show.
The best athlete at the station. So it should be a good show.
So check those guys out on Saturday. Elliot likely is going to put up a post-game pod, too. I will be gone, but Elliot will have you covered. A nice solo pod from Elliot talking about what he sees in the game tonight. So that will be up as well, and I'll be back next week. And we love you all. We couldn't do this without you. So thank
Happy
you.
Anniversary, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. It's pretty cool. I love my wife 10 years in. That's a good thing.
That's all you can ask
for. Exactly. So, yeah, shout out to Emily. All right, check Elliot out later tonight. It'll be up for tomorrow morning, and then Jack and Elliot on Saturday, and then totally back to normal through football season after that, which is going to be awesome. Go Birds! He's Elliot M. James. We'll talk to you soon.